The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney, with his son, Connor Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with over 35 years of experience in retirement planning, the investing markets, investing strategies, and more. Every Sunday morning, Ken and Connor present this show to help you navigate today's complicated financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand, and they answer your questions. Now, here's Ken and Connor Mahoney with A GPS for Your Finances.
Welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your co-host, Ken Mahoney, along with my son, Connor Mahoney, both of Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley, right here on 100.7 WHUD. It's where Generation X meets Gen Z with questions and answers. Your questions and our answers. Now, we cultivate these questions throughout the week from clients, prospective clients, and through administrative staff. So if you have a question, we hope that we're answering the same question. And throughout the show, our goal is to simplify this complex financial world around us. Okay, Connor, throughout the week, you go around and you collect questions, and I'm sure these questions are going to relate to people at home, and I'm sure they have the same questions. So let's dig into our bag of tricks and see what we've learned this week.
Let's dig in. Our number one question is always, it's our question, it's the public's question. It's a very good question because there's so much that happens in a week, and it is, what happened in the market this week?
Got to recap. Okay, I'll try to condense as best as I can. I'll start off with, we had inflation numbers, we had earnings, retail numbers, we had it all. So I would start with the PPI. This is the producer price index for the month of December. This is what companies pay as far as inflation, and came in better than expected. And we had a huge run, right? The Dow was up 700 points. I think NASDAQ was up like 480 points.
Right.
And then the following day, we had the CPI, the consumer price index for December, and that was in line. And actually, that's good news because there was no surprise there. And then we had earnings from banks, everything from, Bank America, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, Ondana, we're past the holidays. Yeah. But we had those companies beat estimates and do well. The banking system looks pretty good. Again, we're not talking about buying any of these stocks. This is just kind of a macro view of what happened this week. Retail sales from month of December came in a little bit shy than expected. And he shake it all up and gave us a pretty volatile week. I mean, to me, those are the highlights. What do you have for this week, the week in review?
Yeah, unfortunately to me, the market is certainly in downtrend from just looking at my trend lines. And we made another lower high. Kind of hard to explain that one without looking at some of the charts, but it's basically you see this little uptick, fall down. We come back up, but we don't go as high as that first uptick. Over the course of multiple days, this happens. And that's kind of what starts this downtrend. This market's a little bit heavy. This is a crazy term that I don't even think you and I know the full scope. We're in a negative gamma period, which kind of means...
We have the S&P 500, I guess.
Right.
Like 6,000 or so and
yeah, it's just
options and so forth. Yeah.
It's just a little tricky out there right now. And I think and we actually Dr. talked Jekyll, about that shows.
Right. Optimism coming into a new year for some, the Trump 2.0. But, like Wednesday, it was, great move, a rocket ship practically. And then Thursday had amnesia. Did it remember what happened on Wednesday? It was like Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. And there's no follow through. And that's what the market participants, that we talk to just keep talking about so far this year, not getting traction, not getting, 2 days in a row, for God's sake. Have a really good day. Yeah. And then next day on Thursday, NASDAQ ended up down, I think, 170, 180. But again, we're going to kind of navigate you through. That's why we do the GPS show. That's why we have the GPS books. And we also have the report, January, the GPS guide to your roadmap, which is free. We'll talk about that later. What else comes to mind for this week? What else this past week? Would you think kind of stands out as, that's something we should be looking at or considering?
Yeah, it just seems that there's energy groups are looking very good. And usually when energy stocks are leading the market, it's not usually the hottest and best market. And we kind of knew this could be coming. I think we talked a lot about this historical analysis pre-election years, election years, and the ones after, if we had keep following, we kept following the roadmap basically perfectly, and now the part of the roadmap that we're at is a tougher spot for this first quarter, at least, and maybe part of this year. I think we talked about another show too. You know, when you get two 20% years back to back,
yeah,
hard to imagine we get another one. I just think it's we're in for just a trickier and bumpier path. Definitely this quarter and maybe this whole year.
Yeah, it definitely seems more volatile. By the way, if you look at the charts, as Connor mentioned, it's more like a visual, but things started changing around mid-December, the character of the market, because, you know, we had a blast off after the election. We had a blast off last summer. We had some of these 3 or 4 weeks were just unbelievable, up every day and follow through and so forth. But since middle of December, and if you look at the chart, say, gee, things started changing middle of December. Again, we're not here to give you a perfect timing of the market, but middle of December, the character changed. And if you look back to the news,
we had that Fed day.
That's when
Fed
Chair Powell said, don't expect a whole bunch of cuts in 2025.
Since then, it's been
a lot of people coming into it think we're going to have 4 cuts or 5 cuts and name that tune. I could do that in 6 cuts. And he kind of mentioned maybe 2 cuts. And that's when the character of the market, I think, really has changed. Again, it doesn't mean you can't change, but the other way, more positive. The markets go through cycles. But if you kind of look at a chart, see where the downtrend started and pinpoint what was going on around that time, well, as Fed Chair Powell said, don't expect a whole bunch of rate cuts.
Right. All right. I think we've got the next one.
We did a good job there on that. Okay.
So this is a good one to follow up with. So what's the next possible catalyst in the market coming up?
Oh, okay. So that one, I would say, is earnings. This past week, we heard from the banks. They always lead off. JP Morgan, the leading bank of the group, I would say, and Jamie Dimon under his leadership. He's the CEO. You know, really, again, I thought it was a really good number. The one the market's really going to watch is in a couple weeks, and that's the big boys, the big tech companies, right? That's the next catalyst that can get the market moving. That's the Microsoft, Apple, Google, Amazon, named throughout their Broadcom. NVIDIA is actually a few weeks afterwards, but that could be the catalyst. If these companies come out and say, hey, you know, we had a good December 31st quarter that, and going forward, guidance, as they talk about, and things are going to get really good for us. Well, that's what investors want to hear. So right now it's macro, it's trying to get nominations through, it's everything. Two wars, hopefully come down to one war, but there's a lot of cross currents going on. But it'd be nice when the headline news is about companies' earnings and some of that other gobbledygook goes to the back burner.
Right.
Okay, so we'll be back right after these messages.
Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management has an exclusive free book offer for WHUD listeners right now.
Headlines continue to talk about inflation and higher gas prices, war, elections. How prepared are you? Have you looked into this? Do you need more information? If so, call for a free copy of Ken's book, 10 Things to Do Before You Retire. The first 20 callers at 845-371-0101 will get the book for free. That's 845-371-0101. This is the last call for the book. This book will walk you through step-by-step to help you achieve your goals, even in a period of high inflation and nagging headlines. Each chapter builds on another and puts you and your loved ones in a better position. The book sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but the early bird gets the worm. So for the first 20 callers, you get the book for free. Call 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. 10 Things to Do Before You Retire from Ken Mahoney, 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. So glad you're joining us here this early morning. And again, today's topic is your questions and our answers. But before we go there, we heard from Mike Bennett, our friend Mike Bennett, I should say. And he talked about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. I want to get this out to the first 20 callers today. And I know you can do it. Here you go. 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you could join us, sometimes you can't, but it's all right there in those pages, building on your grandfather's retirement, grandma, just all the great things they have, like pensions, but what you can do to try to improve your results. Here we go. 845-371-0101. And you know the saying, the early bird gets the worm. That's you, the first 20 callers, and you're up early. First 20 callers will get this book for free. One more time, 845-371-0101. And we'll be with you here every Sunday morning. So if you're driving around these wee hours, chances are you may be an essential worker. If you are, starting a shift or ending a shift, thank you. From 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, I've called it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index report every morning around 8:25 after the traffic on the Mike Bennett Show. And around 6:15, we got you the other way, coming home from Andy Bail Show. That's Bill Kugel of Mahoney Asset Management. He'll give you the national business news, what the indexes, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ did, or maybe what they didn't do. The local Hudson Valley business news that we created all right here. Now, we consolidate all this information on our website at MahoneyGPS.com. Common spelling Mahoney, MahoneyGPS.com. Now, again, I was just on TV last week, so our TV appearances are archived there. Radio podcasts like we have here, they're archived there as well. Articles, newsletters, education, everything we could think of, we put it up on our website, MahoneyGPS.com. Check it out. And sign up for a newsletter. It's free. It comes out every Tuesday evening. That's it's a holiday. We don't bombard you with 6-7 different emails and, you know, a day. It's once a week, and we outline what's happening in the markets, and it relates to the radio show. So visit our site, MahoneyGPS.com. Right before the break, we're talking about different catalysts to kind of get this market and get going. Like, you want to kick this horse, and that's not nice, but you know, the analogy, like, get this thing going, get it jump started. A kind of different character since middle of December. And kind of, so what are your thoughts on what do you think the next catalyst is going to be?
Yeah, no, I totally agreed with earnings. Maybe just the inauguration, right? Is that next week? I think maybe Bitcoin can get the animal spirits going. I think that's been an interesting event for the market as well. Earnings really is the biggest one. And whenever the next Fed day is too, I think we are at a really interesting standpoint. And we had listened to this analyst we really, really like, who's talking about there's two possible scenarios of what the Fed does here. Either they go dovish, meaning they're going to keep cutting rates and try to keep the party going per se, and then the market should do pretty well. And that might eventually lead us into a blow off top, but the market would move higher probably off of that. Or they start to, you know, say we're not sure, and it's possible we could keep rates here or even raise them again, which I think the market could get very spooked of that. Right. So yeah, that Fed day also is going to be a really pivotal one. I think one of the most important in the last, you know, few months or even year, because where the market is at right now.
Right. It does always come down to earnings, and we'll get to the next question in a second, but I do want to kind of cover that. So if a company has really good earnings and they beat, you know, the fourth quarter analyst numbers and they guide higher, meaning the rest of the year things can be pretty strong, those companies usually get rewarded, and they get rewarded by analyst upgrades and so forth. But remember, these companies have stronger earnings than expected. Generally speaking, they go back and buy more stock. They may buy their competitor. They may raise their dividends. All kinds of good things happen when you have good earnings. So we'll learn more about that. Okay, what else you have in your bag of tricks there, Connor Mahoney?
Yeah, I think this is an interesting one. I actually came up with this. I kind of wish I did it last week, but that's okay. So what was an acceptable performance in the market last year? Because I basically had come across maybe some different accounts, and I was just looking through, you know, hey, maybe this guy could have done better. Oh my God, this guy crushed it. And even like new clients that, you know, we might be talking to or whoever, you know, we were just wondering, what was their performance last year and so on?
So the performance is always difficult. Something I've been doing this for 35 years. And how many years in dog's life, Connor?
Oh, is it still 200? I don't know.
We've been 40 years. I'll give you that. Okay. So, okay. And performance is really an eye of the beholder. There are some people who do not want to take risk. They're fine just sitting in a savings account, CDs, and that's their performance. Others want growth and have 10 years of retirement or a number of years of retirement and willing to take some of the volatility and fluctuations. And they usually compare themselves to the S&P 500, which last year was up like 21%, and so forth. So, you know, it really depends. For some people who are, you know, looking for growth and went far below those numbers, they should probably review what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And others who would say, look, I don't care. It's a tortoise and a hare. I'm the tortoise. I'm fine at 3-5% a year. I want to know the principal return. You know, that's a lot more predictable. But mostly, I would say performance really has to do with one's risk tolerance. You can't say, okay, I don't want any risk and I want to make 30%. It doesn't work. It's risk reward. And the performance conversations we have with clients are over all these many years, 35 years, as you said, 200 years. Thank you. For dog's life, each conversation is different based on their expectations, based on risk tolerance, based on goals, based on a whole bunch of factors.
Correct. Yeah, that makes sense. I think that's a good answer. Okay. So how can I best draw various sources of income during retirement? We actually had a client who is set up super well. We're very happy for her. We were just talking to her this week, and that's what made me think of this question.
Right. So for income investors, there's so many different things. And some people want annuities. Again, we can't talk about that on the air. Some people want CDs, money market, bonds, or some people have a combination of some stocks, and they sell stocks and they go up and use that as a dividend. I mean, there's just so many different ways. ways, and it really depends on one's, you know, personal preference. It depends on one's, again, risk tolerance, time frame, and so forth. I always want to make sure, though, for the income investor, they don't play too safe. While, let's say they're getting 5% off an instrument, and we have inflation kind of hovering around 3 or 4, you know, I always like to at least put 10 or 20% of the potential inflation hedge in the portfolio, typically stock or stock funds or something. Doesn't mean they're always going to go up, but you, two best hedges we have against inflation over time is real estate and stock. So sometimes I feel investors can maybe play it too safe. It's like waving the white flag and say, I give up. I'm fine with 4%.
Yeah,
that's fine. But if inflation raises its ugly head and goes higher this year, that 4%, that purchasing power is not going to feel the same.
Yeah, it's all about real returns. I think people forget that to some degree. Yeah. Imagine in 2022, I think on a real basis, people lost like 30%. This market was down like 20 or so, maybe more. You maybe lost more. And then inflation was like running at like 8%. Average annualized. So that was some tough stuff there.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. It's a combination. Some people, you get set up one account that's for income and that draw, and then you set up another account separately, which is for growth if you need, you know, kind of separate the ideas and concepts. But I know over time working with clients, inflation is one of the biggest bugaboos that's out there. Albert Einstein once said, the eighth wonder of the world is compound interest. No doubt. And that compounding returns, top of returns. But that also could be inflation, right? 3%. Plus 4%, 3%, 2%, that compounds as well. And we'll be compounding out right after these messages.
Hey, this is Mike Bennett. I want to talk to you about Ken Mahoney and his book, Not Your Father's Retirement. There's so much going on these days. It kind of reminds you of the song by Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire, right? Russia, China, higher inflation, raising rates. I can't take it anymore. Where should you turn? Well, how about Ken Mahoney for his book, Not Your Father's Retirement? Certainly not your father's world either. Each chapter builds on the next to put the pieces back like your father or mother's retirement was. The first 20 callers right now will get the book for free. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. This is Ken's most popular book. It's relatable and it's not filled with financial jargon to just make you more confused than you were before. If you listen to Ken's GPS for Your Finances Sunday mornings here on WHUD, this is a perfect companion to what he covers. Call for the book right now. Ken Mahoney's Not Your Father's Retirement. 845-371-0101. Here you go one last time. 845-371-0101 right now.
Welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. Today's topic, questions and answers. You have the questions? I think we have the answers. You just heard from a friend, Mike Bennett, talk about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. And I think you kind of get what that's about. But it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can't. Each chapter builds on top of each other. And here's the phone number once again. It's 845-371-0101. It's 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here Sunday mornings. As I mentioned, but remember, it sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99. But the early bird gets the worm. And that's you. I know you could get it. Here it is. 845-371-0101. Not Your Father's Retirement. One last time. Pen and paper together. Here it is. 845-371-0101. If you are driving, stay driving, because the number you can get the book, well, that's a phone number. But we also give the website, MahoneyGPS.com. MahoneyGPS.com. And you can sign on and get the book sent to you as a paperback or as an ebook. And of course, we'll be here with you every Sunday morning. And if you're driving around these wee hours, thank you for the work that you do. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, I've dubbed it the Healthy Wealthy Wise Hour. Why not? And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index report every weekday morning, right after the traffic, around 8:25 on the Mike Bennett Show. It's in around 6:10, 6:15 on your way home. Yeah, the Andy Bell Show with our own Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management. You know that Southern Charm. You've heard that before. Well, he'll give you national business news, what the indexes did, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, local business news, and the Hudson Valley Index that we created for you at home. All this information and more, including my TV appearances this past week, contributions to articles that I make and write articles, all of it appears at MahoneyGPS.com. Check us out, MahoneyGPS.com. We have everything there from newsletters you could sign up for, educational articles. It's all there on our website, MahoneyGPS.com. Welcome back, Connor. I'm sure you have some more questions. You did a good job. Again, you always do a great job, but you know, going around the office, collecting questions that our clients are asking and trying to share with our listening audience. By the way, go to our website, MahoneyGPS.com. We have something for you for free. Our clients already got it via email, and that's the roadmap for 2025. Yeah. Yes, we actually created a little roadmap. And
by the way, it's not the crazy read where someone sends you a 20-page report.
Oh, no.
It gets like a page and a half. Yeah.
Page, yeah, no, I don't want to do two pages. Yeah. Now we do. Our goal is always to simplify the complex financial world for you to take actions. Kind of a subtitle to this show. And again, go to our website MahoneyGPS.com. Sign up for a newsletter. It's free. Stay with us. What's going on? And also add to that the special report, a roadmap for 2025. Because it sounds like a lot of questions we're getting. Sounds like we're doing a little road mapping here.
Road mapping.
Okay. Such thing, road
actually,
mapping?
Did I make that? Gosh, you don't have my questions. I have them on my computer, but.
And by the way, I want to say, I don't know the questions ahead of time.
Sometimes some of the things you say do lead me perfectly into my next question. Okay. So, and that is, how can I best prepare for tax season? Maybe it's a little early to do this, but you know, I think a lot of people sometimes wait too long. I know it's in April, but your 1099s are going to come out. So I think it's a good question.
Yeah, we work a lot of accountants over the years, and you know, it's not just about doing your taxes, so to speak. That is, you know, you're sitting on your kitchen table, by the way, which won't get dining room table, taking all these 1099s will be coming in the end of January, beginning of February, going to your accountant and do your taxes, which is you got to do your tax. We all have to do our taxes, but we're talking more about strategy all year long. And can you do this at the end of the year? Can you do this before April 15th? Can you spread this out? You know, again, a good relationship with an accountant is not just about doing your taxes and getting them done for April 15th. It's a year long process, right? It's an entire process. And April 15th will be here before you know it. Sorry about that. That's how time goes by so fast. But kind of what are some of your thoughts about this, getting your taxes done versus, you know, being a year long process?
It's also having good expectations about what your possible 1099s could be. And you're also making sure you have like money set aside. Knowing your withholdings during the year and adjusting those could have helped you not end up with some tricky, wacky situation now. So yeah, you're right. It is like an ongoing process. If you're not ready and you hadn't done all those things prior to, you know, now or April, you might be in some trouble, and then maybe you'll adjust for next year. Right. I know a lot of people that do wait till like the last day, and I think that's some crazy stuff.
Well, Connor, listen, I mean, you think about Americans, you know, if we had a science project 3 months out, you know, the night before, Thursday night before the Friday that it's due, we'd all be, that's how we all be.
Yeah, I guess so.
Since we're kids in school, right? So that's how we do it. But I just want to touch on a point there too, which is really important. Like if you have a W-2, it's pretty simple. You could probably do your own taxes and TurboTax. But again, things have changed. If you have more, you know, if you have, let's say, an investment property and you're taking an RMD, and a mom or dad passed away in a year or something, God forbid, happened, you know, I always say get in front of a professional. And the same thing in our business. I know, like, some things are very simple if you have a couple $1,000s, but when the stakes get higher, unless you have a degree in this stuff and know the kind of the moves in the market and have the experience around it, especially nowadays, things are a lot cheaper, financial planning and accounting services. And, you know, some people are like, oh, I don't want to pay accountants and so forth. But what if that same accountant, what if that same accountant saved you $10,000? I'm not saying that they would. And, you know, you had to pay, I don't know, $1,500 to do your tax return. Would that be worth it? So, again, we always believe, especially ones that are definitely more complicated, go to a professional. Don't try to do it on TurboTax.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. All right.
So we have time for one more question, it looks like, here before
Like we do. Okay, so how would I prepare for a potential down market before I retire? So maybe you're 3 to 5 years out or less. I think it's a good question and hopefully answer for those
people. I'm going to let you answer that one then. It is definitely a good question. We have a...
I guess it's just about just being generally tactical and maybe having shorter time horizon than your average person who is maybe not retiring within a few years. You might want to do some selling into strength, looking for opportunities to, you know, buy some stuff for long term and not attach, a number to a company you're owning for the long term. So I think there's definitely a dynamic way to go about it. There's also different hedging techniques that maybe are a good lesson for a different time and maybe not a basic radio show like ours. But there's just a lot of ways. There's a lot of ways to go about
A lot
that.
Of ways to hedge. Again, when you get rallies, take some profits, put it on the side. You keep that for a rainy day. You know, the problem, the market is volatile. We know that. We can make it our friend or foe. And you have some money and sitting on cash and the market comes down. Well, it's an opportunity for you. But if you're fully invested and the market comes down sharply, what do you got to do other than just look at your statements? Oh, my God, I lost money. You know, so that's why we actually know there's volatility. We don't know when it's going to happen.
Yep.
But we also want to be tactical. By the way, Connor, this is almost no fair. It goes by so fast. My favorite time of the week, spending time with you, Connor, and I really do mean that. And until next week, we hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken and Connor Mahoney. Ken is the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a weekly paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. If you've missed previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances, you can listen to them anytime by visiting WHUD.com. Ken and Connor will answer your questions next week. Just send them an email, ken@mahoneygps.com, and listen for the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on 100.7 WHUD.